Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You are in the right place. That is, if you are looking for something a little different, news biased towards you, not biased towards a corporation, but towards you, and some of the best, most interesting guests on radio, without question, Dr. Patrick Porter. He'll be joining us shortly. Who is Dr. Patrick Porter? Well, we're going to find out. Never interviewed him before. His research, his into biohacking. Kev, have you ever heard of biohacking?
I have not. So I'm.
I had not heard
either. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I had not heard about it either. I started looking about using sound, using color, and tapping into basically your biocomputer. You know, whatever, if you call your body a computer, tap in, help with addictions or help you concentrate or whatever. So I'm very interested in this. I think it'll be very cool.
Yeah, me too. Looking forward to it.
And then Glenn Parnum, he'll be joining us towards the end of the program. Of course, with all the antibiotic resistant, you know, fill in the blank or whatever, or immigrants coming across with, you know, foot and hoof, mouth disease
or
whatever.
It's trench foot. I couldn't. I got the first part the other day.
Trench mouth.
Yeah, I said trench mouth. It's trench foot. And I looked up what trench foot was. It was when World War One soldiers would be in the trenches so long with rain and mud and whatever, their feet.
This filth.
The filth. Their feet would just blow up. You know, like three times the size. They had to carry a lot of these people out of the trenches, and some of the people lost their feet. It would take like 6 months for them to recuperate.
Oh my gosh.
Get back in the trench. That's they're having cases of that coming across the border now. Trench foot.
Well, Google says that immigrants come. They help diseases coming across. They help with diseases.
That's some of that new science, isn't it?
Yeah, new algorithm. You want to do a little experiment, ladies and gentlemen? Just type in southern border immigrants or just immigrants bringing in diseases. Seven of the top 10 things are going to explain why you're just the moron for thinking that.
And that's Snopes will be at the top.
Yeah, that's the most ridiculous idea you've ever seen. So anyway, in the meantime, we're going to talk about news. We're going to talk about more than trench foot.
Well, at least we cleared that up.
Although I guess if you have trench foot, that'd be pretty important.
I heard it was painful too. Really painful.
Sounds pretty painful.
Yeah. You got a foot that's two or three sizes.
Yeah.
You can't even put a shoe on.
Well, one of the things that we've been tracking, of course, is this 1984 like, encroachment into our lives. Mm-hmm. We've talked about China with the Chinese social credit score. We've talked about that quite a bit. We've had Jeffrey Madd on, other people that have gone over this pretty extensively. And it seems like up until just recently, most mainstream, I don't even like that word, most corporate media outlets, they've kind of ignored it. I mean, have you kind of noticed that, or they kind of really haven't brought attention to it?
Yeah, you know, Fox, you know, Hannity does a pretty good job of explaining it, but that's about it.
To me, as big a story as this is, it should be
everywhere.
Everywhere. I mean, this is crazy what they do. Anyway, out of the New York Post, so is this a good sign, or is this like they're now throwing it in our face? I don't know. Anyway.
They're laughing at us?
Yeah.
You dumb effers.
China's new social credit system is a dystopian nightmare. Yeah, no joke.
No joke. Yeah.
Imagine calling a friend, only instead of hearing a ringtone, you hear a police siren and then a voice intoning, quote, "Be careful in your dealings with this person." Would that put a damper on your relationship?
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to. That's the goal. Welcome to life in Chinese, quote, social credit system, where a low score can ruin your life in more ways than one. Intending to catch a flight to Canton, 1,200 miles south, sorry, the clerk at the ticket window says no go. And to think that don't think that this is isolated incident, because it's been like 20-something million tickets.
Yep.
20-something million tickets.
I was wondering if trick questions you gave me, and I got it. I didn't even come close to.
Well, I think it was more than 20-something million, but yeah. I'm trying to be low.
Yeah, it was amazing. I couldn't believe it.
North of 20 million tickets.
Were canceled.
20 million.
Were canceled.
Well, they wouldn't allow them to buy them because they talked to, maybe they talked to a Christian.
Right.
And they went on there.
And if you think that doesn't happen, Tell them that story you had in Utah when the cops knocked on your door because you were rooting it up with your phone.
Oh, this is like one. We had some friend. This is crazy. Nobody believed this.
Yeah.
If I wouldn't have been there, you know, now I understand it because I know. But this was a lot of years ago.
15 years ago?
No. Not that many. Seven, eight
years ago.
So friends and I were playing. We got like this board game, Acquire. It's kind of like Monopoly anyway. If you play, it's a pretty cool game anyway. We're playing. We're just carrying on. We're eating pizza, and it's late. It's like 1 a.m. And somehow we got talking about the Revolutionary War and about America and about the government, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
Somehow we got talking about that and somehow. And then we got a knock on the door, okay. on the front door. I'm like, what the?
It's 1:30 in the morning. What? Who's knocking on our door?
Knocking on the door? I mean, we're not being loud. We're not playing loud music or anything. So anyway, the door is the police. And the police says, did somebody call us from here? No, nobody called us from here. And, says, well, we, you know, and then he said some phone number. And he said, did somebody call you from this? No, that's not my number. I have no idea what's going on. And then, one of the guys that was there, Johnny, he says, oh, that's my number. I'm like, what do you mean it's my number? We looked on his phone. There was no record, zero. Of him making an outbound call. You know how cell phones work, ladies and gentlemen. There was zero record of an outbound call.
He couldn't have done it by accident.
Right. By accident, he could have hit it and it would have still made a record.
Right.
There was no record of an outbound call. The police officer says, well, somebody called in, the dispatcher, and this is, this is the chilling part. The dispatcher could not make out any voices. So, they called back in remotely into your phone to listen, and they still couldn't make out anything. So then they sent me over here. That's what the police officer said.
And that was eight or 9 years ago.
That's in America. Yeah. So this is going on, whether it's open in public or not. And they're making, I'm sure they made a record of, you know, we made some derogatory comment. God only knows what kind of file they got on me now on this show.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, so, getting back to China. According to Australia's ABC News, the government has produced a, quote, deadbeat map via an app on WeChat, which shows a radar-style graphic identifying every problem area in the vicinity, you know, like Christians or whatever, or, you know, it's right in our face now.
Yeah.
It's right in our face. So what are we going to do about it? Are we going to stop it? I mean, China's one thing. It's halfway across the world, or all the way across the world. But what are we going to do about it? Well, Pope Francis, instead of talking about social credit system, he's talking about climate change.
Another moronic subject.
Well, I think climate is changing.
Of course it
is. I don't think it's from cow farts. Do you?
No.
Well, these people, I mean, educated people with a straight face, this is what they're saying.
Yeah, they're... Well, I read last week one person wanted to put a bag on the back of a cow.
Okay, let me read the article. Pope Francis recently called for global governance. There's that word, global governance. They don't say one world government anymore. Global governance to fight climate change, asserting that the nation state cannot be considered as an absolute. The nation state cannot, as an island with respect to the surrounding common good of its populations alone.
It sounds a little bit socialist. Common good.
A little. Common good. Okay, common good, and the immediate question is, okay, who decides the common good?
Yeah.
So then,
who's the arbitrator?
Who's the arbitrator of that common good? So then your will, you have individual will, cities, states, nations have individual will. In America, we believe we the people, we believe we are endowed by our creator. That's what these ideas are so important, and they're not being taught to our children. Instead, they're being taught this Pope Francis crap. And so then they get that. Well, it's too many people. I mean, even my wife is one of 8 kids and, children, not kids. Kids are goats, but children. And, I mean, nieces and nephews coming out like rabbits all over at reunions and things. And you talk to them and, you know, they generally, yeah, there's too many people.
That's such a myth. Such a myth. They're just crowded in certain areas like cities.
Well, if
we have so much open land.
Well, yeah, just fly over America.
Yeah, just fly over America.
Fly coast to coast and see. But, the, common good. So common good. So who decides the good? And then you got to give up, just like he's saying, you got to give, the nation's got to give over its sovereignty. Then you got to give over your individual will and individual sovereignty to somebody else. This is satanic, ladies and gentlemen. And then people say, well, what if there's a big problem? We all got to work together. Okay, then we can all work together.
We can all work together.
Well, nations can't come together for, if there's a common, then they can decide, then they can decide to work together on a certain, in a certain way. We have to have a global governance to do it. You have to give over your will and your sovereignty to do it?
I ain't giving it over.
Tweet from Trump. If Iran wants a fight, that will be the official end of Iran.
They haven't attacked anybody in 200 years. They ain't attacking anybody.
I think this is all talk. It's
They're all talk.
They have to look a certain way to their people.
Of course they do. Of course they do. It's all bluster.
Now, what did you make of that? Daniel Esslin said Trump wants $200 barrel oil to break the bankers.
I think it's he's got a good point there. That's the first time I heard anybody say that, but I sort of agree with it. He'll break the bankers with that $200 a barrel oil, but then that would be helping Saudi Arabia because they want high oil prices.
Every baby in the UK could get the chickenpox vaccine. Illness that is relatively harmless to most can still lead to sepsis, pneumonia, and brain damage.
What, the vaccine? I missed a word there. Did you say vaccine or get the
vaccine colon illness that is relatively harmless can still lead to blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, these titles are, you got to end up reading the whole article to understand what they're trying to say sometimes. Anyway, government scientists are considering a national campaign to vaccinate all babies. Again, it's not proven babies can even create antibodies.
Yeah, they have none for the first year, right?
I think it's a year. I don't know how long it is. I'm not. I know when they're born, they don't.
They don't.
They get it from their mother's milk.
And then, you know, as soon as they grab as soon as the kid comes out, the nurse grabs them and gives them a hepatitis shot vaccine.
Yeah,
what kind of craziness is that?
Of a whole list of craziness when it comes to vaccines, that's one of them. While many consider the childhood illness a rite of passage, for a few can lead to serious complications. Oh, well, more than a few, the vaccine can harm them. I mean, just try that out. France does not belong to the French. 400-plus African migrants storm airport to demand asylum. And they chant, French does not belong to the French.
Well, not anymore.
Well, maybe for the common good. I guess they can talk to the Pope. He would agree with
it.
This is not
it.
For the common good.
That's right. He would agree with it. Nobody has any sovereignty anymore.
Now, at the end of last week, we not if they don't let them. We do have sovereignty. We don't want to say those things.
Yeah, the Pope's.
The Pope thinks knows him.
Right. The Pope is thinking that. I wasn't thinking that. Pope
was. You know, some listeners, we go back and forth, and one of them's Catholic, and we go on, and she likes the Catholic religion, but she, oh, that Pope. She's, oh, that Pope.
I tend to agree with her. he's an evil, evil man.
Well, I don't know him personally. I know he said some evil things. I don't know if he's evil.
Right.
I know he said some crazy things. Trump plans to invoke Insurrection Act to boot illegal immigrants. Now, it was interesting. We were talking about that. It was going back and forth at the end of last week. And then later that day, he talked about the Insurrection Act.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing.
Do you think he's going to do this or is this just talk?
I think he has to do it.
What is the Insurrection Act? Give us a little summary.
Let me see here.
Quickly, we ain't got all
the Insurrection Act is an umbrella term for a series of statutes that date back all the way back to the Founding Fathers and gives Congress the exercise and authority of Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 of the Constitution to provide for calling forth the military to execute laws and suppress insurrection and rebellion and invasion. And if that's the perfect act, sounds
okay,
like to me.
But yeah, you said Congress, but the Insurrection Act of 1807 said the president,
right.
Not the Congress, president.
Right.
You said Congress there.
Oh.
The last time it was invoked, do you know when?
1992.
George W. Bush,
the
Rodney
LA
Rock.
Yeah,
Rodney King. Can't we all just get along?
He got along. He got $1 million.
I think it was more than that, wasn't it?
He
should have.
That was terrible. Horrible what those cops did.
1957, Eisenhower also did it to enforce school desegregation in the South. I'm trying to see if there's any other. No, the article doesn't say. But those are the last two times. So it's rare, to say the least.
Right.
You're talking last 70 years, twice.
I mean, is there an invasion in our country? I mean, is
depends
this,
on who you talk
this,
to.
Does this act talk exactly what's happening now with the Border Patrol?
Even the Atlantic, yes, Trump can invoke the Insurrection Act to deport immigrants. Yeah. He can deport them all.
All of them. All of them. Once he declares that, they're all gone. And even in his tweet, he told those people in there, don't get too comfortable because you're leaving soon. That's awesome.
Social justice is out of control. Especially in schools and universities. Mm-hmm. It's all is a training ground. It's a socialist, social justice type training ground.
Right.
Straight out of color revolutions of China. And other things. Well, the College Board plans to introduce a new adversity score as a backdoor to racial quotas in college admissions. Now, the adversity score. Now, just so you know, on the SAT, white people score about 177 points higher than blacks. And before you think that this is some racial trying to pump white people up, Asians score.
They're really smart, those people.
Score 100 points higher than whites.
Yeah.
So there's a definite delineation, racist for whatever the reason is on the SAT.
In Harvard, I think the Chinese or the Asians have a lawsuit against Harvard, and the main thing is because they're excluding them. They're using quotas and cutting them out.
Well, that's kind of what this is saying. So here's some of the factors for adversity scores. Your crime rate in your neighborhood. So if you have a high crime rate, you get a little bump in your score. Quality of your high school. You got a crappy high school, bump in your score. Community's medium family income, bump. Parents' educational level,
bump.
So
low income.
Well, that's what it said. Bump. Trump breaks silence amid Alabama abortion ban row. U.S. President Donald Trump has outlined his strongly pro-life views on abortion. Now, of all the things, obviously I think we're pretty fair on Trump as far as we criticize him.
Yeah.
When he deserves criticism, we're
I'm a little more fair.
Well, you got the warranty hasn't expired on your watch.
The clock is still ticking. still keeping time.
Something, you know, the guy's not perfect, but he is, oh my gosh.
I mean, a million times better than
I think of what we would have had. Anyway, this is one of the key things we've talked about over and over. We've had expert after expert. We've had former Satanists. Abortion is the spiritual key to the foothold in America in a negative way.
Yep.
Abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Abortion.
Yeah.
And just the fact that these... you know darn well this would not have happened if Donald Trump wasn't president.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm ecstatic about this. I'm ecstatic. Donald Trump, thank you. Whatever you're doing, I know you are.
Keep on doing it.
Keep on doing it on this. He did talk about the rape exclusions, and there should be. I don't know how this is going to shake out, but...
They want it in front of the Supreme Court.
I think it would be either way.
Yeah.
I don't know. But either way, we're going in a good direction here. This is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. No more sacrament to Baal.
That's right. Baal worship. That's what
exactly what it is.
If New York wants to fall, we talked about this yesterday.
Last night. Yeah.
Last night we were talking. If New York wants to fall in the ocean, then let New York fall in the ocean.
Yeah.
I mean, this is sick.
Yeah. They're sick.
This is sick. And I'm not going to be politically correct about this or talk about women's rights. Are you out of your gosh darn mind?
Yeah.
Something wrong with you? You're a baby's born and you're killing it and selling parts. Are you for real? Come on.
And people are talking. People are talking on TV saying they want a Ferrari. Lord.
Let's move on before I got another article here that's going to get me fired up too. As you know, there's a couple things that gets me fired up pretty quick. Vaccines is one of them. Abortion's one of them.
Yeah.
And here's another one. Trying to take away Thomas Jefferson out of society. Pete Buttigieg.
Oh, Lord.
It's, I know
who he is.
Butthead. I call him Butthead. He wants Thomas Jefferson events and buildings renamed.
I heard that.
Democratic presidential candidate Pete Butthead. I'm going to call him Butthead.
Butthead. Let's just call him Butthead.
Butthead. Pete Butthead. Or Butthead.
Butthead.
Just Butthead.
Yeah.
Called for everything honoring Thomas Jefferson to be renamed. Yeah, we're doing that in Indiana, he says. I think it's the right thing to do. There's a lot, of course, to admire in his thinking and his philosophy. A lot to admire. He only established the charter of this whole nation.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot to admire. Really, Pete? One of the really great, butthead?
Yeah, the greatest.
Well, doctor. Kennedy says he's the greatest mind in American history. And he probably is. He
probably is, yeah.
He probably is the greatest mind ever set foot on this soil.
I have to concur with that. He was brilliant.
Maybe or maybe. He's certainly in the, you know, you can't go five people without naming him.
No.
But then again, if you plunge into his writings, especially blah, 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 you know that he knew slavery was wrong, and yet he did it. Okay.
He was over born into it.
Over time, you develop and evolve on the things you choose to honor. Listen to those words. You evolve. See, remember I told you about law, evolution, there's no absolutes, blah, 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 in the late 1800s, how they changed the constitutional law to begin to change things. It's the same philosophy. Anyway. So we're evolving on what we honor. So we don't honor really the mastermind of America. Thomas Jefferson, political scientists will even say there's a Jeffersonian America and then there's Lincoln's America. They're really two different, Jefferson's America or Lincoln's. That's really what the art.
Jefferson's
every day.
Every day.
I want to read a couple things. Throughout his life, Thomas Jefferson was publicly a consistent opponent.
Yeah, he was.
Of slavery.
Yeah.
Calling it a moral depravity and a hideous blot. He believed that slavery presented the greatest threat to the survival of the new American nation. He also thought that slavery was contrary to the laws of nature, which decreed that everyone had a right to personal liberty. These views. Now you have to understand, you know, trying 250 years later, trying to look back and put our judgment on it, say Thomas Jefferson was a leading advocate to stop slavery in the 1770s and to the end of his life.
Yeah,
he to be criticized for owning slaves is stupid.
Yeah,
is ignorant.
He was born into it. He had no.
And then they said, why didn't he free his slaves at the end of his life? Well. It was against the law because he was in such debt. It was against the law for him too, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, this is ridiculous. Another example. Anybody who says this, I immediately, Pete Butthead. Mayor Butthead, that's his name.
All they have to do is say about slavery. Slavery was going on for millions of years, and in America, it only took us 75 years to get rid of it.
Stay tuned.
Done.
Dr. Patrick Porter, on the other side. Britain brought it in.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyra Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kuryak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome to Power Hour. We're supposed to be getting Dr. Patrick Porter. We're having a little difficulty. I don't know what's going on, so we'll... Like you're aware of the specials over at the Power Mall Super Silver. Today we're going to be talking to Glenn Parnum. We'll try to get Glenn
That's
on.
That's my favorite.
Glenn?
Super Silver.
Super Silver is your favorite?
My favorite.
Why?
Because I haven't been sick in 10 or 12 years. I use it every day.
Just a bit or what? You spray it or what do you do?
I have an atomizer.
Yeah.
Pour a little bit in the atomizer.
Oh, like a nebulizer.
A nebulizer. Yeah. I'm sorry. Nebulizer. And take... And if I'm around, I'll take a couple puffs in the afternoon. And definitely at night, I take 3 or 4 puffs. And I have not been sick for 10 or 12 years. It's unbelievable. If I feel a little scratchiness in my throat, you know how like
you hit it up a little
bit. I hit it up. You know, I'll do 10 puffs of it.
You just go a little harder.
Yep. Takes it all away. Amazing. Amazing stuff.
Well, yeah, I agree. Super Silver is on sale over at the Power Mall. It's one of those things. I think you got to have it.
I think so, too. I mean, especially with all the pandemics that are supposedly, well, no, not supposedly, the pandemics that the our visitors are bringing in from the southern border.
You making up things again?
Yeah.
According to Google says you're making up things. I was talking to Todd on the board. So last time Wayne was on, Todd.
He's a good salesman.
Todd bought Wayne.
He's unbelievable.
I mean, his stories about these products, I mean, they just make you, they're fantastic products, but
yes.
He just helps you understand it in a way. Anyway, Todd bought a bottle and started using it. And so we were talking during the break. He says, well, it's a little strong. He's got to dilute it. I got to make this clear for people because it's not on the bottle. And I did this at first and I had some results with the heart drops. Now I don't have creases in my ear or anything like that.
Not a one.
But I was going to take it, just see, you know, see. So I would dilute it with water and drink it, and that would do something, and this felt like something was going on. But then I talked to Wayne, and you got to put it under your tongue. You got to put it under your tongue in kind of a clean mouth.
I did not
mouth.
Know that either, too.
Yeah, they're not clear about that on the bottle.
They are not clear.
So you want, because then it absorbs right into your blood and directly starts working immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And starts working right in your blood. If you drink something or eat something... then that goes all the way down to your intestines, right. And who knows what's going on with your gut, how well you're absorbing it.
Right.
Even if it's perfect, you're losing something.
You are.
So when you put it straight in your blood, it's like a vaccine. Why is a vaccine so damaging? Because it goes straight into your blood.
Yeah.
So you put it straight into your blood, absorbs under your tongue, and it goes to work. I mean, just like that.
Yeah, it goes right into your bloodstream.
A friend of mine, maybe we'll have him on. We'll see after it goes over the late last week. He wanted to get some heart. He's got some creases on his ear, and he called me, and he said, it's only been a couple days, and it really worked. And he likes the taste. You know,
he was there when he said that.
He's ready to start drinking it.
That's this guy. Is he?
he's ready to start drinking it. He immediately saw a little difference, and we'll see as time goes on.
We'll
see 2-3 weeks. Typically, I would give anything, especially natural, 2 or 3 weeks. I'd give it a month, anything natural, because it doesn't work like drugs. But what we're seeing, if people take it under the tongue, it works very quickly and starts to work pretty strongly. Anyway, for me personally, so I got a bottle and started taking it under my tongue. Well, again, it wasn't 2 or 3 days. I started to feel weird, and I mean it in a good way, just weird in my chest, like something was going on. I felt weird. It was like
opening up your breathing,
definitely my breathing. And my wife says this too with her breathing. You know, you breathe and you get more oxygen every time it feels like you're breathing deeper. I mean, you're not breathing deeper. You're just getting more oxygen in.
Okay.
And, then I felt like something weird was going on. You know, if I had some blockage building up, it felt like, I mean, I don't know, but I'm feeling like it's starting to go away, you know, starting to pull it away. That's what I felt like.
Yeah, that's good.
And,
That's with Wayne's crazy story about he couldn't hear out of that one ear, and then all of a sudden he started taking
unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
Well, especially he was operating heavy machinery all that time.
And he thought it was the noise from the motors.
Machinery.
Yeah. He's got a story for everything, that guy.
Well, he learned straight from Jim Strauss, and he used to lecture with Jim Strauss. I don't know if people know that. Jim Strauss is one of the great herbalists of the 20th century, without question.
Mm-hmm.
And his family, a lot of the Strauss formulas, the original ones, they're 200 and 300 years old. I mean, these aren't just made up. I mean, these are from the old world and, you know, centuries developed. But the Strauss heart drops were relatively new because, you know, the coronary heart disease we're seeing is fairly new to mankind here, the way it's been going.
Yeah, he used to drink 18 glasses of milk a day. So his arteries were all clogged up.
Yeah, they say that milk, people get addicted to milk almost like opioid addiction.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said he was. He loved milk, chocolate milk, any kind of milk.
Apparently. And he was an athlete, which was unusual. Anyway, getting back to the Power Mall, this is how we're funded. So all these products are over at the Power Mall, the heart drops and what have you. We're doing something different. We're, getting ready, and this will be done. We understand the frustration sometimes when you call for certain products, heart drops is being one of them, Super Silver, and then we don't have them. We just sold out, what have you. We're making a commitment. We're changing. That the certain products, I don't know what that number is. Catherine's working on that. We're going to put that together. But these essential products that people seem to want all the time and buy all the time, we're going to have them stocked. And if we're out of them, it's going to be, you know, a rare, rare occurrence. You know, something really beyond our control, or just, we just got absolutely swamped or something, and we'll stock them real quick right back. So when you call, you're going to have these. And then the shipping, we've taken shipping under control to ourselves so that it goes right out to you guys. From our own control, this helps you get, we want to serve you better. You've been super good to support us. As you know, for long time listeners, when from Joyce to now, there was a lot of problems towards the end of Joyce with the Power Mall there at Joyce's. And I don't even want to go into all that, but that was, I mean, it was a problem. And the way it got cut off and trying to transfer, I mean, it's been nothing short of a miracle and God's hand in this, that we're even still on the air and the way things have gone. And it's because of you. And you've been there and you support us, and we've worked hard to present the kind of show that you can be proud of. And I know that Joyce is proud of what we're doing. But we don't get the check from George Soros.
Yeah.
We don't get it from.
I still haven't heard from him. I put in my query.
Your query. Your query has not been answered.
No, I asked for 500,000. Haven't heard a word.
You can buy a lot of shortwave reception with 500,000.
And a lot of heart drops.
a lot of heart drops, yes. So anyway, that's something we're doing. So please keep supporting us. Please keep thinking. Go to thepowermall.com. You can see all the products. And along with the story about Mayor Butthead, that's what I'm going to call him now.
He's Butthead. Yeah. He's probably got a running mate, Beavis.
Beavis is if he runs for president, his vice president will be Beavis. That's funny. When politicians running for president have such disdain for one of the ultimate founding fathers in this country, it cannot go unchallenged. I should call him worse than that. We got to get rid of Jefferson. Well, there's a lot to admire, but we evolve.
Yeah,
we evolve what we, I don't care if Thomas Jefferson ran naked down Main Street every full moon. I don't care.
Me neither.
Doesn't matter to me. I don't care.
I don't care.
And once you study history, you see that Jefferson was one vote away from Virginia from getting a sunset date on slavery.
He was absolutely.
He campaigned and really hard.
He was tirelessly about getting rid of slavery.
Well, he knew. It's the same thing. He knew you couldn't just say, "All right, slavery's over."
Yeah,
you can't do it.
That. You got to schmooze.
You got to
rub elbows to get rid of it.
Even a heroin addict.
Yeah.
You can't take a heroin addict and say, "All right, you're done. That's it." You got to methadone or whatever. You can't do that. So even he knew. We tried to work on, people of a certain age, younger people, now they're no longer slaves trying to work on sunset dates or transitioning out from it.
Yep.
And, so in some ways, and ultimately is
one vote. One vote.
That's just that bill in Virginia. He tried other things. He wrote in the Declaration of Independence a scathing indictment of slavery that was edited out. Butthead, Mayor Butthead, and or any of these people. You remember when we were talking about Robert E. Lee?
Mm-hmm.
Remember all the statues and I said this isn't about Robert E. Lee.
Nope.
This is about Thomas Jefferson.
That's right.
And now you're seeing it, ladies and gentlemen. If they can get rid of Robert E. Lee, they think next they can go for Thomas Jefferson. And like Trump says, again to his credit, another fantastic thing he did. It is so meaningful that Trump stood up and said this. It cannot be discounted, these little things that he says. He said, what's next? Are we going to take away Jefferson statues? Or are we going to take away Washington statues?
Right.
They had slaves. Is that what's next? That's what he said.
He was absolutely right.
Right. So, anyway, the point I was getting at. One of the things we're selling, we've reprinted my book. For a long time, I didn't even print it. It had been a while. I used to speak on it a lot. I went to Hawaii and spoke two or three times while I was there just on the book. And what I realized is this book is needed now more than ever.
Yeah.
It's a 5 or 6 year old book. I've edited some things, so it's a little more current, but I'll probably write another book in the future. It's just finding the time. It's not easy to write a book, believe me. But,
highly recommend buying it. Highly recommend it. Your perception of everything will change at the end of the book.
Well, I think that's probably, and you helped me so much on this book. Mm-hmm. It is.
You read it and understand it. Your perception is going to change.
Your paradigm is broken.
Yeah.
A different paradigm is broken and changed. A different paradigm is open to you, to who you are and, what you can be.
Mm-hmm.
What America is supposed to be.
Absolutely.
So anyway, that's at the Power Mall also. Please buy these books. And I don't know what we're selling them for, but I think if you buy several of them, you can get a discount, or we will run a special if you buy more than one. These are made to share. And with what's going on, this understanding, ideas are bulletproof, but we got to get the ideas into the hearts of people, and especially you. And once you have a paradigm, once you have an understanding, it's like a parent whose child is damaged by vaccines and they know it was. I don't care what doctor lines up. I don't care if the president of the AMA lines, I don't care who, they will not relent on that idea. Their bullet, these idea right. becomes bulletproof. Once you really understand America and what the gift that you've been given and the inheritance that it is bullet, you're bulletproof
yeah.
to somebody wanting to change it and take it away.
You see everything through the Bill of Rights and it changes your outlook on it.
That's right. That's right. Todd, did you say I heard in my ear a little birdie told me we have a guest. Repeat that again. Oh, Dr. Porter is available. Fantastic. I've been looking forward to talking to him. Let me give a quick little bio. Dr. Patrick, anyway, the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. Thank you for your support and your donations, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Patrick Porter, which we've been waiting anxiously to talk to, excited to talk to.
I'm excited.
Yes. He's an award-winning author, entrepreneur, and speaker. He's the creator of Brain Tap Technology. We're certainly going to ask him what that is, a company that produces digital tools for health and wellness. We'll get into that and much more. Dr. Porter, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yes. You're a little, Todd, he's a little low on the sound there. If we can get him a little louder enough. The first question, obviously, is what is BrainTap? What is what you're doing? Explain a little bit about this.
Well, BrainTap is a series of different things, but it starts with just an app. And we use the technology that's inside of your smartphone now. We've been able to reduce it down to basically streaming it over the Internet or downloading it to your device and using it offline that can train the brain and change brain waves so that you get better health outcomes. Depending upon if you're overstressed or if you want to improve your sports life or there's so many different applications for it we can go into. But the key here is to balance the brain and rejuvenate somebody's nervous system so that they get more out of the day, what they want to achieve. And then you can roll that into, we have a headset using light, sound, and vibration that kind of, if you want to upgrade that experience.
Wow, I'm totally intrigued. You use the word biohacking and hacking, you think of computer. I guess we are a computer. Explain that term, biohacking.
Well, what happens is there's certain technologies out there that can increase our body's natural ability, but typically people wait for it to happen to them. To give you an idea, there is a group of people out there, they call themselves sun gazers, and they feel like if they look at the sun in the morning and then at night, that they can actually train their bodies to not need food. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but what we know is that light, the light frequencies at that time, those are frequencies your brain needs to really reset the circadian rhythm, get you into deeper levels of sleep. And now through science, we can use the digital domain of light and sound to put you into those different brainwave states. So you don't have to get up in the morning and see a sunrise or a sunset anymore. You can actually do it from the comfort of your own living room, put the equipment on and really hack the brain to get you to get that same experience without having to go out and wait for nature to take its course. You can actually accelerate that process of balancing the brain.
I'm totally fascinated. I mean, this is amazing. I've heard about sun gazing before, and I've actually done a little of it, not a lot, but I know what you're saying. Early in the morning, the very first thing when the sun comes up, you can stare at it, and some people meditate with that, what have you. And that's supposed to do something and put you in a certain state. What you're saying is now things in nature that get our body into a certain, what would you call it? Would you call it a prime frequencies or certain, it's like tuning up an engine kind of thing?
Yeah. In the morning, we need what's called sensory motor rhythm training, SMR training. So that frequency is between beta, which is wide awake, and alpha, which is kind of a daydreaming state. And most people's brain don't know how to kickstart it because they're stressed out. So they have a cup of coffee or they hack it in another way, which is, you know, you can do that too. But the problem is we have the world's greatest pharmacy between our ears. If we can activate this neural computer that we have that can generate all the chemical processes that we need to stimulate us, then we basically create the habit of energizing ourselves in the morning. And, you know, we are light beings. The reality is that when we walk outside, we're absorbing light frequencies. In the morning, it's a 633 frequency and a 470 frequency that our body's really craving. All the other frequencies are there, but those are the ones that are most prevalent in the morning and in the evening. that really tune the body to really reset it and get us out of this stress syndrome that we're all under here. We call it a neurological stress disorder that most people have because we're so fast-paced. Everybody's looking at their phones. Everybody's got something to do. You know, it's, one of my books is called Thrive and Overdrive because so many people have it in fifth gear going as fast they can, and they don't realize that sometimes you've got to slow down and change the oil. You know, you can't just go full bore all the time.
So what you're saying is in the morning, just outside nature, you know, our society in the last 100 years, certainly Industrial Revolution, certainly, we've been disconnected from nature in some way. But when you go back to nature, you find these frequencies just out there openly. They naturally tune at certain points in your body and naturally help you to be in certain states. That's kind of what you're saying.
Yes. Jet lag, if anybody's listening's ever had jet lag, the reason our
So
what's happened is our body is literally tuned by the light from the sun for this time period. Whatever time zone you're in, your body synchronizes to it. But when you fly across different time zones, the body keeps trying to recalibrate, reset, but it doesn't know what to do because we're those frequencies of light are really telling our body what to do. That's why if you don't go to sleep before a certain time, you don't produce melatonin and different other, or HDH is not produced in the body if you're stressed out and you're not getting the sleep that you need. So there's different things the body needs, and we're literally tuned. Light, sound, and vibration is what the universe is made of. And when people meditate, let's say, when they get into that frequency of, there's a frequency called alpha, which most people meditate into, that actually increases or balances out all other frequencies. The problem is meditation is difficult, so people don't do it, and they're not able to stay focused there. So what we've done over the past 30 years, really, in my research, in creating the first portable light and sound machine in the 80s, was we've been basically evolving this technology. And nowadays, the nice thing is that now the technology's here that we can put it in the hands of every person on Earth. As long as you have a smartphone, you can start to experience this.
I'm blown away. I mean, this is so interesting. I was looking over some of your videos. I heard a little bit of the sound. There was a YouTube video where the sound was in my ear. Then I was looking at colors. I didn't have a lot of time to go over this morning, but I've done things like this, or I've seen things like this. You talked about stress a lot. Let's go backwards. Stress. What does stress do to our bodies?
Well, stress suppresses. So think of when you're in fight or flight, the body doesn't care about digesting food, for instance. So you might be taking the world's greatest supplements, but if you're stressed out, it's not getting metabolized. It's not getting digested or absorbed into the body because all the blood flow is going to your limbs to get you the heck out of there. It doesn't know that you're not being chased by a saber-toothed tiger just because you can't make your car payment or something. That same level of stress is causing the body, that chronic low-level stress that unfortunately most people are under right now. The body is not able to function as it was intended. Back in back in 100 years ago, you might have had a stress event maybe two or three times a week. I mean, a real stress event. Now, people can have them just driving down the road at 60 miles an hour. Somebody pulls in front of them. They can have a stress event. Or they could get a call and say, you know, a call that they weren't basically planning on, and it throws them off for the whole day. You know, so those kind of stress events disrupt the natural cadence or flow of our body. Our body is very cyclic. You don't have to be female to have cycles. Every person has a cycle to their body. If you get the right amount of sleep, we function better, we work better, we do things. If everything's going good for you, you know, you can think clear, achieve more. And so once we get the stress equation out of the way and get the body back functioning, the problem is that most people don't know how to efficiently de-stress the body so that they get their results. Some people take naps, but napping has been proven to not be so successful because it takes 4 hours for people to really get the result. But in 4 hours, you know, you're in a whole other universe. So we can do that same thing that used to take 4 hours in 20 minutes. That's a biohack. That's what we're talking about. You can get that same level of result that the body's looking for in 4 hours. You can do it in 20 minutes with BrainTap.
We're talking to Dr. Patrick Porter. The website is braintaptech.com, braintaptech.com if you want to check that out. We're talking about this amazing technology and biohacking. I had not heard the term biohacking. Now I understand it a lot better. How did you get into this, Dr. Porter?
Well, there's a program called the Silva Method, which my dad was a trainer in when I was growing up. So I was a very gifted troublemaker in school, and I thought really that Sister Barbara just liked me so well that she wanted to have me back for second grade, but then I found out I wasn't smart enough to get into third. So what happened was I had ADD, you know, but they didn't have that diagnosis back then. So my dad started learning about meditation, teaching us how to use what they call GSR machines, galvanic skin response systems, to train our brain. So I've been doing this kind of thing since actually I was 12 years old back in the 70s. And it's just evolved. And then a series of events happened where I happened to be the researcher for a company called Light and Sound Research out of Scottsdale back in the 80s. And we developed this. We wanted to really create a tool that people could use to get out of pain. Now, we need that more than ever now because of the opioid addiction. But back then, there wasn't all the medicines like they have now. So people were in chronic pain and they couldn't get out of them. And they found out, hey, when somebody's stressed out, you have a higher degree of pain than you do. Now we know that's because when you're in this beta state where we're talking right now, they call that beta, that's the brainwave. That's the only brainwave that experiences pain. So if we can get you out of that brainwave, we can actually reduce or maybe even eliminate your pain through your own body's natural pharmacy. And you don't have to take external supplements to do that or pills or pharmaceuticals to do that. Your body can do that for you.
Have you seen that with people? I mean, the people you're working with. So give me an example. So a best case scenario.
Well, like
somebody's
for me,
in pain.
For instance, yeah, back in like 1982, when I had a shoulder surgery, my dad actually trained me to use my brain to go through the surgery without any anesthesia. So I
Whoa.
Didn't have to feel pain because pain is optional. Once you train your brain to go into these different states, you can literally do things that people think is supernatural. But the reality is that everyone has this as a natural ability. We've simply been trained out of it. The other is that people, we did a research project with American Pain and Wellness out of Plano, Texas, and they took 30 people that had surgery problems where they had pain after surgery and no pills would help them. After a 10-week protocol, 90% of them were able to get out of pain during their sessions with BrainCap.
Wow,
so
there's the music. Hold that
thought.
Your brain. Hold that thought right there. We'll be back on the other side. Dr. Patrick Porter, BrainTapTech.com. Fascinate. You're listening to The Power Hour, ThePowerHour.com. We'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.